Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Little SRV bring us back there. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen H. Baum. Stephen is the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. He's also the New York City Metro Vice Chair, CEO of the board of the New York City Metro, the area. He is the president of the Point Group Network. Did I say that right?
Yes.
The Point Group Network. And Stephen H. Baum Leadership.com is the website, right, Stephen?
That's right.
So, Stephen with a PH, Baum, B-A-U-M. Hey, Stephen, in the last segment, you were telling us about some of the steps to take, how to think about profitability, how to watch for the leaks and keep your ship tight and be prepared for good times, bad times. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, that I'm kind of troubled by, is all of us seem, because of the global situation, because of what's the dummies in Washington, because of what's happened in the last few years, a couple of times, a couple of stock market crashes and financial crisis, and we're not sure if we learned anything. It just seems like it's not much fun to be in business anymore. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I mean, at what point in time do we quit? Are we ever going to be able to stop worrying about how can we survive and start imagining how can we thrive? When are we going to look out on the horizon and instead of seeing worried about something bad coming at us, look on the horizon and imagine something good coming at us? How do we prepare for that? How do we how do we help make that happen?
Well, I got to say that while my guys, the CEOs I coach, have that as a sort of a worry, they've been around long enough to know that that's just a life condition and they better get on with it, suck it up, mm-hmm. and get over it. And what they do, what they focus on more than anything else, is innovation, is product development. And they have a rigorous process for taking a look at where the new products are needed, what customers need them, what kind of product, how much it'll cost, what kind of return, when, and all that. And they have a gating to it, which is it's got to meet certain criteria each stage of its funding. It's just like it was an incubator, mm-hmm. with new businesses. And they spend money on these things with a real intensity and a great purpose. Give you a couple of examples. There's a company that does background screening, and they've come up with a product that they believe will help them not be so cyclical. Why? Because all of their business before was on pre-employment screening. They've now figured out they can do something that's post-employment screening, for which obviously there's a much longer tail,
mm-hmm.
Because it's not a one-shot deal for each employee. And they've got a series of products. There must be 30 potential products, and they're working on a couple at a time, that create new profit pools for what they see as their platform. If your company has the distribution and the client base and it's known for something differentiated, then you've got a platform through which to put new products. And they view their companies as much as a platform for those kinds of things than anything else. And what they get a real joy out of, it's like the playwright Alan Ayckbourn said that the moment he loves is when his baby goes out to market, goes mm-hmm. into rehearsal. Mm-hmm. These guys get terrific joy out of watching a product grow. A second product that they came up with is they saw how difficult it was for employees, for volunteers to go to work for not-for-profits and for the not-for-profits to know whether they're getting somebody who should be out there in the field doing volunteer work. And they came mm-hmm. up with a screening product which the volunteer buys. And overnight, it's a big business. And it's basically a software product that a bunch of guys thought up and wrote the code for, and it's distributed on the same platform. And almost every one of the guys in the group is thinking about this all the time. In fact, you mentioned Vistage. As you said, I have a group of business owners in New York who get together and coach each other, and I coach them. Vistage is running a huge event in New York City. If you know a CEO who's a member of Vistage, come to invite you. It's all about innovation. That's it's such a focus now that they're bringing in these big-time speakers and stuff and panels on innovation.
When is that going to be?
October 30th.
October 30th.
At Chelsea Piers.
All right. So how can they find out more about that? At your website?
I will be putting it up. I've been out of commission because of the broken hip.
Yep.
But I'll be back on the website in the next week.
Okay. See, check it out, folks. Stephen H. Baum, leadership.com. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
I certainly will. If
Take
you invite
yourself,
me,
buddy.
I'll be back.
Take care of yourself. You're always invited here. Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.